morning, good morning, and welcome to Michelle Speaks. We are ever grateful that you have joined us on this day. Yes, it is bright and early, and we are getting things started the way we always do. It is the third Sunday in the brand new year, and so we're praying and blessing God for what he has already done and how he has continued to keep us thus far. We thank you for joining us. We're going to open now with prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We are ever glad and rejoicing in it. We thank you that last night was not our last night, that you continue to cover us and keep us, oh God, that we woke up with activities of our limbs and a sound mind, that you provided a roof and clothes and food. God, that the portions may not have necessarily been what we thought, but they're better than what they could have been. And so we thank you this morning for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. We ask now that you be with us. You promised we're two with three were gathered, you would be in the midst. And so we're trusting and believing you're with us on this day. Bless now, oh God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. Bless now, oh God, that the words that go forward will fall on fertile ground and that your will would be done. We thank you, we trust you, and we love you in all things. Amen. And so because of who we are and because of who he is, not only do we acknowledge him in prayer, we acknowledge him in praise. And so we're going to start this Sunday morning with Grateful by Hezekiah Walker. Ever grateful for who he is and all that he has done. And we are going to continue to bless the Lord with Thank You, Lord. It's a throwback by Walter Hawkins. This song never gets old. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. because it could have been me outdoors, no food, no clothes, or just alone without a friend. But you saw fit that it wouldn't be that way. And so we're grateful and giving thanks on today for who he is. I am eager to get to this segment. So we're going to push through to give you this scripture because I have two phenomenal women here that I am eager to make sure that we have our conversation and our segment on today. And so walk with me to Psalms, the first chapter. I'll be reading for you verse 1 through verse 6, all of Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. I have just read for you the first psalm. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word, for the word itself is already blessed. We will now have, before I play this song, because I need you to understand who they are. So you've seen them before. They're not strangers to Michelle Speaks, but you see my good girlfriends back here. You know, I was just saying to her, I'm going to say, Joanna Jane, boss, and be done. But her name is Joanna Jane, and she is the CEO of O'Hara Developments, and she is doing some amazing, amazing things. You also know that she does a segment on I Can't Say Such Said radio show, but you need to catch her because she is there on Monday nights giving you your financial tips. And so it is just great to have Joanna Jane back, and you can catch her blogs on michellespeaks.org because she is also writing for us and just giving out these nuggets. So thank you for being with us, Joanna Jane. And then we have, she is just my light right there. You know, there's very few people who can call me out of my name and get away with it when they're checking you. And this is one of them. She'll pull my coattail in a nanosecond, but it's all in love. And you need women who will do things like that for you and with you in love. You know her. Her name is Lorena Marshall Blake. It is not a surprise that she is. The first time she came, y'all, you know she had like 7 books to educate us, right? She was checking all of us on my show. She's like, let me get you so that, and I had to remind her, you know, I do read, but she wanted to make sure that we were equally prepared and educated. And that's the other thing, you need to have people in your life. She is not only my good friend and also leading all of the philanthropy for IBX, which is Independence Blue Cross and Blue Shields, but she has done a fantastic job in the community. There's some people who just are known for check writers. There are some people who are known for making sure that the community is taken care of. And Lorena is known for making sure that the community is taken care of. She is known for making sure that people are equipped and get resources and tools. She is known for having a caring heart and a love for what she does. There's something about when you're in purpose and your purpose is also in your corporate spaces. That is who she is. She is in purpose, operating out of purpose. And I'm so grateful to have her here. Oh, and to boot, she's a reverend, y'all. So, you know, we're about to get a word. We're about to get a word on today. Both of them, don't sleep on it, right? Because while I didn't call the preacher out, right? Because she, you know, she gets squirmish sometimes. You've got nothing but a collection of preachers today. And so I'm grateful. And so we are going to have just a few moments of Lord, you are good. And then we're going to go right into today's conversation around building legacy with these phenomenal women who are building legacies. Lord, You Are Good by Todd Delaney. To me.
Come on, say, Lord, You are good.
Lord, You are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise You enough.
It's because I owe You, Jesus.
I owe You my life. Can't praise You enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried it, it wouldn't work.
Indeed, he has been good. It is 2021, and I have these amazing women to be with me on today. And we are going to talk at length. First of all, just let me say thank you, because I know that it is not that you are so available all the time that you can make time to come on this show, but I so appreciate both of you for doing it. But doing just that, and love you for your willingness to be a part of Michelle Speaks. And so it's 2021, y'all. Yeah. Look at Lorena Shepard exhaling like, Jesus. That's why you have to say, Lord, you are good, because coming out of 2020.
Oh, yes.
Right? Coming out of 2020, you're like, and we didn't get to the part where he says so many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you heal me. You've been better than good to me, right? Mm. And so I'm going to, you know, ask that you just share with me as you think about 2020. What were some of the lessons learned?
There are so many lessons that were learned for me in 2020. Mm-hmm. And the three that I had to, you know, try to pull it all together has been the blessing in the breaking. 2020 was a year of breaking. I prayed about this the other night, and God laid it in my heart for a few weeks. When you take that time of reflection, God, what was this? Because in the midst of all of this, there was also some good stuff that came out of this. These were a lot of restructuring and different meetings and different industries. And it just rested in my heart that 2020 was a year of breaking. And we're still not there yet. As we are also going to be experiencing some pain as we also transition to the birthing. And look at it like that. Education will never be the same. Mm-mm. Corporate structure will never be the same. There are some buildings that will be repurposed because they realize that we can do more with less, and that family is still very much important and not running to that next board meeting. There has been so many blessings through the breaking of 2020, and that's one of the things for me. The other thing is the answer is already within you. Oh my goodness, the connections of how people have been able to come together through virtual platforms in 2020 has been amazing. I mean, you have Big Ma, Little Ma, and the little one all figuring out from Google Meets, Zoom, WebEx, and anything else out there of how to be able to connect. You have Facebook that, and by the way, this is no endorsements, I'm just sharing y'all, but this is just different things that you can do where now Facebook has a system where you can do digital storytelling with your grandchildren if you choose to. I mean, we've seen a lot of creativity come right out of us through this very time. A lot of the answers we were looking for were already in us. And my last point on this is rest. Rest came out of 2020. We were on so much of a go, especially for us women that are CEOs. We are always so used to being like this. We can time it from the time we get in the car to the stop we need to make at Starbucks and still get to the meeting 10 minutes but ahead of time. It has been a season of rest, but through the season of rest, we watched God do some amazing things when we were questioned, like, God, how are you going to tell me to sit down? You would have me sit down. Do you know what structure I had in place and how much money we were supposed to bring in? No, I'm going to have you to rest so I can really show you who I am. And I've seen God put our company at rest and do things as if we were meeting every single day at work. So those are my points of what I've learned in 2020.
Yeah. And you know, and I'm going to piggyback on much of what you said. Again, when you talk about that whole I had put radical self-care. In other words, it meant because if we don't take care of ourselves, then we won't be in position to do those things for when you talk about family. Again, when I thought about it, I said, for me, faith and family, a commitment to things I deeply care about. And I deeply care about my faith and I deeply care about my family, and especially in this time of COVID-19. But what was interesting, I had written, it was funny, I was thinking about it. I said, when you talked about, I said, whatever we create, and this is the one that really kicked me, whatever we create in our own strength, we sustain in our own strength. Mm. But when we, amen? But when, yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna be preaching in a minute. But, and it, I'm sorry.
I was prepared.
But it's not God's strength, all right? And you know, again, Shell and Joe, I love acronyms. And so if we get caught up in our own strength and we miss the wow factor, and the wow is an acronym for wonderful opportunities waiting. He's got opportunities that are waiting for us that when we're out of position and we're not, and again, when you talk about rest and being quiet, you know, that's when he really can talk to you. And again, running after the Starbucks, running from meeting to meeting. So again, and another thing that I've learned during this period is it's okay not to be okay.
Yes.
Yes. And it's called give yourself a break. These are unprecedented times. There are times that we've never, ever been in. But you know what? And it's okay to say, no, I'm not okay today. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Yes. It's giving yourself permission to step back and say, well, you know what? And I've learned to say no to people, and that no to them is yes to me.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay?
Let's try not to run.
Look.
I'm gonna try not to run, Michelle.
I said okay. It was going to be that kind of session. And with both of you, you know, just talking about, so you know, Joanna, I did a series called The Breaking.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I preach, and the word God gave me even this year, and he doesn't normally give me words, was resolved. And as I dug into resolve and its further definitions, it said break up and separate. So all it said to me is firm decision, break up and separate. So in 2021, he said to me, you're going to have to make a firm decision because I'm still breaking up and separating some things, right? Mm-hmm. And so listening to both of you and understanding that all that he gave us in 2020 was still allowing us to prepare to build this legacy. So how do you take what you just shared and continue to build this legacy? I see you, Ree. Go ahead.
I'm doing nothing, okay?
Yeah, right. I'm not doing nothing, but I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, you know, I think you take command of it. There's a book, you know, I got to mention a book that's called Command Your Morning. Okay. And this is morning. All right. So you got to take control and take command again of your own destiny is really it, you know, and then really start to look at, you know, what is my passion? What do I really want to do? What do I really want to be? And realizing within that, and I love this, I read this the other day, that God's attention span is infinite. So he knows all of it.
You know, that's a word right there. To remember God's attention span is infinite. His attention span ain't like mine.
Right, and he's paying attention. But again, it comes back to when you look at that legacy part, is that shame on us if we're not pulling someone behind us. Shame on us. It's that African, that Southern African philosophy of Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am because you are. So I have to be certain that, you know, it's not just about Lorena Marshall Blake, but it's also about what Josephine and Mary and little Bebe and all the rest of them, and pulling them through and making the path so that they can get through. But we've got to stand flat-footed and know who we are so that they then can know who they are and not waver. And again, that's mentorship. That's a big one for me in 2021. We have got to get our young women and our young men ready to step into position. And if we don't, shame on us. Shame on us if we don't, because we're not going to be here forever. You may think you are. I was reading in the Word today where people live to be 930 something years, but that ain't going on. Yeah, that ain't happening, okay? So we have to be certain that we prepare them. And again, that we prepare the way so that they can come on, they can step in, but also not just give it to them. I'm out of this, just give it. No, you got to do the work, all right? Come on, you got to do the work. You got to do the work, because none of it will come without work. So again, that whole mentorship, making sure that they, you know, I'm going to put you in position, but you got to do the work. You got to do the work. Okay. And for me, that's about legacy, whether it's personal, whether it's professional. And again, your side, the financial, again, I'm getting my own house in order right now. You know, the advanced directive, you know, why you want to talk about that? I said, it's not about that. It's about legacy. You need to know where the money is. You need to know who gets what. You need to know why I selected that. And so therefore, it's not this confusion when someone transitions out of here. And we don't traditionally do that. Okay. So again, that a big one for legacy is helping people get your house in order. Okay. Getting prepared. Okay. I'm making sure, yeah, there were challenges and there'll be challenges, but out of those challenges, and I think Joanne said it again, are opportunities. And you've got to look at it's your perspective. Michelle, you know, my favorite word is attitude. Three things. It's crucial to everything you do. Second, it's a choice. And third, if it's the right one, it's contagious. And people are going to be there to support you. Okay. So again, those are just, you know, when I think about legacy and how important that is, I said I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I can't keep it to myself. You can't keep it to yourself. You've got to pass it on. When the scripture talks about from generation to generation to generation. Okay.
Gina gave another word, by the way, Joanna.
Okay.
I was just taking it all in. The way for us, how we are applying what we've learned to this new year is to embrace the moment. I've realized that we often are so quick to run to the destination that we miss the steps along the way. We miss how God connected the dots and be able to sit in that for a minute. Just sit in it before you rush to sign the contract, before you rush to pick up the phone and call a friend, before you even rush to give the testimony in church. Sit in that moment and recognize how God of God he is, how powerful that he is. Because in the midst of the moving and shaking, especially when you're chosen and you know that you are anointed, it sometimes can feel like you're like on this hamster wheel and you just keep going and you keep going and you don't recognize all the blessing, and everybody else is looking at you like, do you know what you just said? Do you know who you just met with? And you're like, I'm just working.
Yeah, you don't even recognize it
somebody is like, wait a second.
Do you know that do you know that President Obama is talking to you?
Absolutely.
But that's it.
Being able to seize those moments and really rest in what is actually happening, connect the dots and just embrace that before you get out. To the world. And that's what I want to do, is we apply so many of the things that we learned last year. And especially that breaking point. Now what I do, I arrest myself when stuff is not going right. The emails aren't making sense. And the language from the person is not something I really appreciate in the moment. I say, okay, God, close the door. This is a not yet moment. You tell me which one it is. How do you want me to move? Because I know you have to allow all things to go through you. So therefore, there's something that you're that you either don't want me to touch yet, or maybe that's not where you want me to go. I need to go left instead of going right. And it's okay. We look at these moments as, oh my God, I'm a failure. What happened? No. Did the angel go before you? Did he send the angel of protection? So if he sent the protection, be okay if that what you see in the natural is a closed door, but it's actually protection. It's a redirection.
Exactly. But Joe, again, you know, when you talk about my word today in my devotion was protection. So again, no, just affirmation. And, you know, he will let him go before you. In other words, get out of the way. Didn't he say he's the way, the truth, and the life? Get out of the way so he can lay the way and the path for you. You know, it's almost like, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's like when you think, they used to tease me and say I was God's girlfriend. I said, you know that song, God's woman, that's what I want to be, God's woman for all the world to see. But when you walk with him and talk with him, it's like an extended great date, okay? And it's punctuated by the realities of daily life. So no matter just what you're saying, no matter what you go through, hey, my date is right there. He is right there. He's guiding, he's directing, he's pivoting. Hey, move over. I had something just happen recently where I was hurt, but the Spirit said, listen. See, even when people are saying things to you, and you may not like what they're saying, it goes back to your point, embrace it, receive it. And again, it's got to be someone that you trust too. Mm-hmm. But the Lord said, Lorena, don't say anything. Well, you know what? When he says, I'm going, but when the battle's not yours, but the Lord's, well, that person has come back. I said, Lord, look at you. I said, if it's me, deal with me. If it's them, then deal with them.
Yes.
So again, in 2020, learning how to pivot, or how to, just like you said, step back. Okay. All right, Lord, you got this.
Yeah. And how many times can we say, a couple weeks later, and sometimes it's days later, you look back and say, oh my goodness.
No.
That's why that didn't happen. That's why that wasn't, so that's the reason why I wasn't supposed to get on the road. That's the reason why I wasn't supposed to meet with that person yet. Or look how great it was that it did take that long. Look at the relationships that came out of that. Look at the solutions that came out of that. So it's all being orchestrated. Yeah.
Well, you know,
Michelle knows, like, my saying is stop minding God's business. So
okay, there you go. Look out. In other words, he didn't know what?
Minding God's business.
You
so if I don't get in here,
you know
what, I won't get to no more questions.
Michelle.
That's what I say.
No, you don't have to know the why of why God did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't have to understand the why. You just have to trust him. Trust him unswervingly. God, I don't understand. But guess what? You're in charge of this.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. And again, to have that, another acronym, GC, that God confidence, that God's got it. You brought me all the way here. Shall, when you talk about the tree planted by the water,
come on.
In order to get the water, your roots have to be, and you got to be still.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Come on.
All right.
Shell, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. I have embraced the takeover. I've accepted it. But all things are real.
And Shell, if things are messy, you're learning a lot. Okay?
That's
okay.
100.
Okay.
And 100.
You're learning a lot. Okay.
First of all, I like wonderful opportunity waiting. All right.
Right. Wow.
Joanna still reminds me of stop minding God's business. Because I'm telling you, if I would
there
just pause a little bit, and today I had to do the cover your mouth.
Oh no.
Because you know something was
Did
coming.
You do it with both
so I had to
down?
Do this. As I was leaning in on the Zoom, like, keep your mouth closed. Keep.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
As you're looking at this, right, and you're watching what God has done, you're watching how he has elevated, you've watched how he's made miracles out of the messes, and you've seen some of the great learnings from the breaking to the radical rest.
Yes.
Talk to me about how does it feel to be a Black woman.
It feels amazing. You know, it feels amazing. I just felt some air happen to go through. You know, yes. Some we feeling it. Excuse me, Sora Lorena.
Yes,
we feel special.
we feel special in 2021 yes. because we get to say, Madam Vice President.
Madam Vice President.
Hashtag my soror is the VP.
Exactly. Hashtag my soror is the VP.
No, but in all seriousness, no, this yes. this year of yes. seeing what is to come with the inauguration being very close in a few weeks, it's yes. phenomenal. It felt like a response from our ancestors.
Yes.
It felt like, you know, we're now being heard.
Yes.
It felt like, oh, you can really do this.
Yes.
Regardless of what industry yes. you were in, by her standing on that stage at that podium yeah. and that winter white slaying from head to toe.
Okay.
She's speaking, period. Okay. With all of that, she yeah. symbolized as Black women.
Women.
We can do this too. And right. so many times, especially, you know, for me yeah. speaking as a woman in real estate and in construction, I've been on my sites with my hat on, my construction boots. I walk up in vacant houses. I'm going over assessments. I'm telling the guys what to do.
Yes.
You don't always get the validation for yes. your skills. You don't always get the validation for your intellect in these areas because it's been so male dominated for years.
Exactly.
So being able to see her in that position is said to everybody.
Got it.
Oh, we can do this too. And furthermore, this is what we've been doing behind the scenes. I just decided to
there
finally
you go.
Move. The door has been even more so open because this what I'm doing is not new. You're yes. just now yes. seeing it on a different level. That's not new. Her position right. as a Black woman is something that we have been doing for I don't know how long, from nursing the babies that didn't belong to us, to cleaning the homes right. and feeding the children that didn't belong to us, to making, yeah. I mean, we were in science for us how long? Allowing yeah. things to go to space?
Yeah.
Around the whole,
exactly.
We were already doing all of this. So to see that door bust open and for her to take the reins so boldly, it means everything. My daughter watching her speech, even Haley, Mommy, I can do that. You can do anything.
Anything.
Anything. It was like a scripture coming to life. You can do anything.
Anything. And you know, and again, it was, this, I don't even know if it's a word, but I'm making it up, audaciousness, okay? You know, when she said, I may be the first, but I will not be the last. Well, girl, I did a flip backwards and over. It was like, and you know, and that's what I mean. And again, there's a saying, it says, God is seldom late and never early.
Mm.
It is our season.
Mm-hmm.
It is our season. It is our time. Again, when you think about Esther, I mean, this in the sense that, you know, for a time such as this, Kamala Harris is in place.
Yes.
And we have to, and what's important is that the haters will be there, but we got to celebrate her.
Yes.
And we may not always agree with everything, but guess what? We've got to celebrate what is going right. And Kamala Harris standing at that podium as our vice president-elect is right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the right time and she's in the right place. And we have to be in the right position to make sure that she goes back to something you said, Shell, she's covered.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue to keep her in prayer, to cover her, because again, they will come at her for sure. In mm-hmm. other words, when they say no weapon, hey, okay, it will come, but guess what? We'll be, what is it? I'm my tallest when I'm on my knees. We'll be on our knees praying her through. Like we'll have calluses on our knees from making sure that she's covered. And that is so important. And again, she needs to know whether it's the sorority, whether it's her faith tradition. Hey, we're surrounding the wagons. Don't get stupid, people.
That's right. That's right.
Don't get stupid.
Another thing for me was the fact that she reminds me of myself. You know, she's a Caribbean
yeah.
baby. You know, and to have immigrant parents that come here
yes.
with a vision, willing to mm-hmm. sacrifice it all to do something that others have possibly not done in their family yet.
Exactly.
And to make it that far. I mean, that was also mm-hmm. another thing of like, it's all possible.
Yeah. It's
all possible.
Okay. And again, yes, you can, and you can do it. And again, as you talk about being Caribbean, now I'm gonna be funny. I came from West Philly, okay? But even in West Philly, on this little teeny tiny street, 600 block of Udell Street, grew up in a four room house, parents in one room, five of us in the other room, but still the dreams were there that you would do better, that you will excel, that, you know, that you will do great things. Never in my wildest daydreams or night dreams did I imagine that I would be in corporate America as the president of the Independence Blue Cross Foundation, which is almost $100 million foundation. Amen. Never.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Never. But then to be able to take that and then leverage it and make sure that my community benefits from it.
Yes.
In other words, and to know that, hey, I'm not, as I tell people, I don't want to date you, I want to marry. So let's have something long-term so that we can make sure that you are self-sustainable. And I think that's the other part of it, making sure that our community is self-sustainable and they can make it. But if those of us that are in corporate have the ability to do that, then we need to do that. We need to make sure, again, that they have those entrances, those yes. doors to get in.
Yes. So I'm going to begin the rapid fire rounds because I knew this was going to happen. We would have so much energy and so much to say and may not get to the question. So I'm going to ask the remaining questions and ask that you take about 30 seconds to a minute max. So as you look at this, and both of you have already talked about it being male dominated in some of the industries
yeah.
that you both represent, what is it that you would give as advice on how to move forward in these industries today? Given, you know, you said it was your hard time, what advice would you give to women today in the respective industries that are male dominated?
Silence the noise of mm-hmm. the past.
Yeah.
This is a new day.
Thank you.
And everything inside of you that has been speaking to you, that you decided to allow it to take over than what you know God told you it was going to be, put that to the past. Now is your time to step forward boldly, use your intellect, use your skill set, and be mm-hmm. the change agent, be the change maker in your industry, as you know, as you feel it on the inside. Because what was in the inside, Madam Vice President, it's not new. There's somewhere in there, it was always a little star, a little twinkle that something greater was coming. We may not yeah. know exactly what it looks like and what the title looks like, but something greater is coming if I just keep walking and keep walking. So my advice is to yeah. walk boldly. Don't yeah. allow the chatter from the past to supersede what you know God has stated to you and confirmed yeah. is for you if you just keep walking. Don't worry about the title. Right. Just know he's going to provide for you. He's going to protect you. And he's going to send yes. Elizabeth to confirm you going in the right direction.
There you go. Which you go. Go send Elizabeth. I love it. And I think, again, when you talk about we've only just begun, but our beginning, I believe, is so different because we've got all this experience that others would choose to not acknowledge, but we've got it. It makes me think of a wonderful poem by, who is it? By Alice Walker called Women. And she said, they were women then, my mama's generation, husky of voice and stout of step with fists as well as hand, walk through landmines, booby traps, head ragged generals, iron starched white shirts to get books, desks, even when they didn't know a page of it themselves. We won't know all of it, but God knows, what is it? On my wrist is for the Lord declares, my favorite scripture, that I have a plan for your life. The plan is in place, it is in play, and it goes back to what you said, Joe, you just gotta walk in it. And you won't have all the answers, but you have to have the boldness, the audaciousness, and to just, hey, look, you know what? When you can't track God, you can trust him. And I'm a witness to that one. All right?
Amen.
So, all right. So again, that, you know, that he's got it And it's like, okay, and I'm a little bit feared, but that's okay. He didn't give it a spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. So again, it goes back to your word with boldness and just step and just keep on stepping and don't look behind you. That's done. That's old stuff. Leave that stuff in 2020. Leap over into 2021. It's like, okay, here we go. Put your seatbelt on and stay along for the ride. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I can talk.
Well, I'm gonna need it to be a little more rapid than that rapid.
I'm sorry.
A little more rapid.
Sorry, Shelley. So we gotta get together after this. All right. Amen.
Amen. I second that.
Okay. Sorry, Shell. She gonna put us off this show.
I am not.
All right, Shell. Rapid fire.
Our vice president. As you think about our vice president elect, what will you say will be one of her biggest hurdles in her first 100 days?
Her biggest what, Shell? I'm sorry, didn't hear you.
What will be her biggest hurdle in her first 100 days?
So I know that the conversation still tends to come up, and I know there's probably so much more, but you know, yeah. I'm going to say this because of the surface part of it. And the things on the surface is typically the things that people try to use to pinch at us and poke us.
Yeah.
Madam Vice President represents interracial flexibility. Ugh. And people want her to choose a side. And choose only one side here. Only say that you're from Jamaica. Only say that you're Black. Only say that you're... They want her to pick a side. And they will use those to continue to pull it. Almost like we still hear about President Obama, that he's not, that he wasn't born here, or he's not a citizen. That's still something that's used to poke if you allow it to. So I think just those, that chatter again, that tries to distract you from the real work that you need to be actually paying attention to, sometimes can be a distraction if we allow it. But she demonstrates to be a very strong woman that knows who she is and who sent her, that I think that she'll do well with being able to ignore the chatter and use that interracial flexibility to do good work, where she can actually look at things from multiple lenses because of her cultural background, rather than allowing others to use it as something of why she can't do the work that she needs to do.
Yeah, and I would also say, going back to something we said earlier, be her authentic self. Be a woman. She does not have to be a man. Now, there could be attributes that she may garner or that she may use, but I use her feminine because that's who God made her. All right, who she is. And I said, and often I always remember the time that I put my little bow tie on and I was looking like the guys and all that other. I said, wait a minute. Okay, hey, Reen, be who you are. Because I think one of her biggest challenges, again, she's still in a male dominated, okay? And again, they're not Black men. Mm. All right?
Yeah.
All right? So it's a lot of old white men, okay? There's some, and granted, there are, I'm sure there are some younger ones. But again, I think, and they come in with this sense of entitlement. And so it goes back to her being confident. Nobody gave this to her. She fought for this spot. Okay. And granted, she ran for president, but that's the other part that I love. Even though that did not work out, she didn't quit. She didn't quit. She said, okay, here's another avenue. And I think that's the other thing that we have to remember. In other words, even when one door closed, there's always another door. And if you are where God wants you to be, hey, sometime you're creeping through the window. Okay. Okay. Sometimes you just gotta, but again, it's just knowing that acknowledge, I think you have these expectations of how you think people are going to respond and how they're going to react. And we've already seen it. All right. So again, you have to be, what is it? Michelle Obama says, when they go low, you go high. So in other words, don't come out of who you are, even when you want to cuss them out. Amen?
Amen.
I did. Okay. Amen. Woo.
Yes, amen.
I shall. Okay.
That's question. The whole church say. Yes. So as you look at the continuation of building your legacy, what do you want to accomplish?
What do I want to accomplish? I want to be heard.
Okay. So in this year, in continuing to build our legacy, what we want to do at O'Hara Developments is really start to see the families of mixed community living walk into their homes.
Wonderful.
That's what we are going to be executing on this year, and seeing them go through the housing education programs that we have collaborated with other organizations to be able to provide informed decision making through the housing process, that there will last forever. I was in prayer one morning and I said, God, bless them to the magnitude beyond my existence, that the conversation continues happening where I'm already transitioned, but because somebody decided to do something different and didn't chase the dollar, we created the value, their life and their children's children's life is different. So to now see that happening this year with some great partners, great investors, great sponsors, I'm just excited.
Great. And what I would like to see, and again, it goes back to something Kamala said. She said, there is no vaccine for racism. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as I look at corporate and I look at, this is the time that to take something you said again, Joanne, this is the moment for corporate to really step into place and to make those systemic changes that they need to make, that it is a level playing field, that folks do get the opportunity to move up and to move out and to do greater things. In other words, I'm hopeful that whether it's my voice or the voices of others that are collectively coming together to say enough, mm-hmm. Enough, it's time. And matter of fact, it's late.
Absolutely.
It's late.
Something real quick, I know we're doing rapid fire. Something that reminded me of what you just said. You remember, mommy, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna put this out here.
That's all right, mommy.
When you used to get your butt whooped and you just knew what the whooping felt like, even weeks and weeks after, that when you had the opportunity to do the same thing again, it just made you think about it two or three times, like, I'm not gonna play with her like that. Something about 2020 has done a whooping on some industries. That going forward, the legacy is going to also be, let's think about this before we roll out these different bills and laws and so forth, because the way they riled up across countries, not city to city, across countries.
It's
a little bit different. We may not want to execute the way that we executed before. And I think that's a big shift that has happened that we will never, it's more than just a pandemic that caused the shifting where corporations are thinking differently about who they put into executive seats, where their funding is going, and also be prepared for the receipts, because the people are not afraid to call you on your receipt about what you pledged and what you were going to do for such and such. They want to know. And because of the breaking, here we go, there was a whole other a generation that was birthed that said, enough is enough, and I will stand out here with my sign until I get an answer.
Well, there
and
you
although
go.
I am not an advocate for it, if I might hear some things up for you to hear me, I may be willing to do that too. So it's making people think a little bit differently.
Exactly. And again, when there's another song by Aaliyah Adams called Everything Must Change, Nothing Stays the Same. So in anything, so for me, in 2020, there were two words that were my words for this year. One is change. And that means there's some things I need to change about me, but there's some things that they need to change. And then my other word was new. Okay. It's looking with a fresh eye. It's looking, it's like God is breathing a fresh, a new. And we have to go back to your word again, embrace it. Okay, Lord. I'm ready. I had seen another quote where it says, tomorrow is fresh, with no mistakes in it. So if we blow it, okay. Okay. So we go back in it tomorrow. It's like, okay, I'm get a chance to start all over again. Or is that grandmama used to say, knock down, but not knocked out. Okay. Get back. That's one of them old. Okay.
That's a good one.
You know what? Or this dog won't hunt. Great. Then go get another dog. Okay.
I love it. Not all right, let me get the last question.
What's the last one, shall we, Sarvi?
These quasi rapid fire questions are quite rapid. But as you go through this year, what is the ask that you have of God? What is it that you are asking God to do in you?
In me. Oh,
I have it written down. It's in the front of my journal that I'm journaling in. And this is what it says. It says, Dear Lord, in 2021, my prayer is to know your will for my life and for the grace, hear me now, the grace to accept your way. And I put in parentheses, as opposed to my own. Okay? Because I got an opinion. And there are times when my opinion can conflict with where he wants me to go. But Lord, humble me that I can have that AL, that attentive listening, and I can hear what it is that you are saying to me. That as a result of it, and there'll be not my results, but God's results, that the change will come and the change that will affect not just me, but my community and all those that I encounter. And to take something you said earlier, Michelle, along the journey. So that's mine.
For me, you know, I have been on this spiritual journey very intentionally over the last 3 years. For me, it's God continuing to mold me into the kingdom citizen that you want me to be as I go into these different rooms. I know that, you know, people have called me minister, they've called me preacher, but I know that you've placed me in different rooms to preach.
There you go.
Placed me in different rooms to be a model of a minister, but the church looks different. The church is not the church building that we grew up in.
It's the church might be
on that committee. The church might be in that city hall meeting. The church might be in that vacant house, putting up drywall and laying floors. But because the way you went about it, your presence is there because you allowed me to walk in and be able to engage with people differently. So I really want God to do in me more cutting back of the old. So I display myself more as a kingdom citizen when I engage with people and on different platforms.
Yeah, and again, that we are the king's kids, whether in, like you said, whether in the corporate boardroom, wherever we are, people are clear who you are and whose you are. It's no stepping back, because people will go, oh man, you know she gonna preach to us today. That's right. But we're gonna get the work done too. All right? Okay. So when you get Jeff, when you meet me, you meet Jesus. So if you don't meet him, that's your problem. Okay. All right. But that's it. And then there's an excitement about that, you know, my pastor my mentor passed away about a month ago. And he said to step on tiptoe, have tiptoe expectation and anticipation of how God's going to move. So you got to be pregnant with purpose. You got to expect him to show up. I said, no, he's in the room. He's here. But that's what I mean. It's like going out. Don't go out. What is it? You wouldn't leave home without your American Express card. Well, I don't leave home without them, period. Okay? Okay? You can't leave home without.
All right? I'm going to reel it in and pull for closure, because I've got all the 30 seconds left. So just the first thing.
Well, we'll give you the 30 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're sorry.
It's been a beautiful, no, it's been a joy. Because the truth of the matter is that I wanted your voices to be heard. I wanted both of you to give your perspectives, because there are things that you represent, right? There's generations that you represent. Yeah. There is Joanna's Caribbean. There's so much about what God is doing and how
he
is this season through women, and in particularly Black women. So I'm grateful to have had the conversation and to have had it with women who serve an awesome and
it's about the
show.
Yeah.
What I want our listeners to understand is the song says it's our season.
Yeah. It is.
Favor, right? It's yes. The season. We're claiming the season.
Yes.
So I encourage you to walk in your season.
Yes.
Walk in it with the yes. That has been assigned to you. Acknowledge that you are not flawless, but he looks beyond so your faults.
Yes.
He still supplies your needs.
Yes.
He loves you through your good and your bad.
And your ugly.
And your ugly. And there are many people who are willing to put you at that intersection called ugly. So it's a good thing that you serve a good God. So thank you, Ms.
Thank you.
Wait, the CEO. Okay, I stand corrected. Of the philanthropic dollars that are at in Independence Blue Cross, $100 million. What do I know? Okay,
stop, Shelly.
Straighten it all out, and I still call her boss. She is Joanna Jane. You can catch her in a dress or in construction boots. She is building blocks, building legacy, both of you. And what I appreciate about both of you is the legacy. See, it's not about just what you're leaving, you know, after you're gone. It's about what you're building on.
Yeah.
So that you're teaching others how to build. Thank you. And then at teaching others how to build, right? Give a man a fish, he eats for the day. Teach him how to fish, he eats.
Yes. There you go.
So part of building legacy is teaching those how to build.
Yeah.
And you're both doing. So thank God for both of you. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. And thank all of you for staying locked in and loaded with us. Do not roll back over and go to bed. Yes, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be all right. Get yourself to a service. We are back at noon on Michelle Speaks Ministries. Ree, what time can they catch you at your church on Sunday?
We are at 9 o'clock a.m. for Sunday school. I'm always there. And then we have 10 o'clock for morning service at the Vine Memorial Baptist Church website. Okay.
Come on. I know who you're going to shout out. Go on and shout it out, Joy.
This may be a surprise for you. You can check us out at 12 o'clock at Liberty Temple, Philly West.
Nope, that's not a surprise. That's why.
With Apostle James Early.
Amen.
Yes. And so here's what I would say to you. There's opportunity. Get a word and hear a word. Just go get it. He's with you for you. God bless you and thank you. Heaven smile upon you. Till next week. Yes,